rely on some of this feedback or the review process to improve on what we are already doing. Most of the terminals, we have done some integration with them to enhance trade. Apart from that, we've also facilitated the e-payment platforms that will ease payments as far as the traders are concerned. And so we can only get better. We have heard some of the feedback. We are going to sit down and see how best we incorporate them in enhancing most of the things we're going to be doing. It can only get better. With every system, it's not just a one-time thing. It's a process. So there'll be difficulties. I think we have listened, and when we started 1st September, the difficulties that existed are not the same issues that we have presently. So we can only get better. I believe that a year from now, we won't be talking about the same issues anymore.
That was the corporate communications manager of GCNet, Mrs. Abba Loko.
The first Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Joseph Ose Wusu, has asked the Chinese ambassador to Ghana, Sun Bao Hong, and his successor to prevail upon their nationals to stop engaging in galamsey and other illegal activities in the country. Mr. Ose Wusu said it's disturbing that the beautiful relations between Ghana and China is being marred by activities of Chinese who are straining to areas or businesses solely reserved for Ghanaians. Mr. Ose Wusu stated this when the Chinese ambassador paid a courtesy call on the leadership of parliament to bid them farewell after a four-year duty tour of Ghana.
Chinese firms, many in my constituency, they sell equipment for mining. That's how it started. It was very welcome. Now they've gone beyond selling equipment and they are participating in the mining itself. That is the part concerned. And indeed, we will count on you to advise your successor to assist us to remove your people from areas they are not permitted to be. Indeed, there are times, a few times that have led to clashes. And it's embarrassing when ordinarily we have such a good relationship and suddenly just a few people going into areas that they are not permitted to, leading into clashes. And the effect of it has been the embarrassing environmental challenges we have had. It's embarrassing because all around us, every water body appears to have been affected. And if you go into it, you find that there are Chinese nationals involved in degradation and damage to our water bodies. I know the effort you made when the president announced the ban, the assistance you gave the minister and the insights you gave her. But I wish that you would advise your successor to continue from where you left off and to help us to reclaim our. For me, it's still a sad state that 1 year after we said leave the water body, we still are battling with the environmental degradation, and particularly the pollution of our water bodies. I'm confident that you have sufficient experience and information that your successor can take advantage of and assist us to overcome these challenges.
Mr. Ose Wusu also complained about the Chinese visa application processes. According to him, Ghanaians especially are made to pay various sums of money to agents before being granted visas.
There's another one. I've interacted with quite a large number of traders, and the complaint I'm getting is that now getting a visa to China, I don't know whether it's for trade purposes, is becoming more and more difficult. Indeed, a trader just confided in me that they are being advised to use agents. And the agents insist that you must pay $1,000 as a visa fee. Not only that, you must pay $1,000 on 5 separate occasions before you can come down to pay, let's say, $250. I'm not aware of any country where this is the practice. I would have felt that then you encourage people to come to you directly so that you can evaluate them whether they truly are going to trade.
In her response, Madame Sun Bao Hong said her government has done a lot to ensure that its citizens engage only in legal activities in Ghana. She said Chinese authorities will not interfere with the enforcement of the laws of the land when its citizens are found to be doing things contrary to the law.
Illegal mining, and the Chinese government has made its stand very clear. We know we support government's initiative in fighting against illegal mining. We oppose any Chinese nationals being involved in illegal mining, not just illegal mining, but all the illegal things in the host country. We always educate Chinese nationals to operate within the legal framework of the host country to make their operation sustainable. I think illegal mining, there are many, many complicated and the root causes of this issue. And it's a concern on the Ghanaian side. It's also a concern on our side because we think some wrongdoings of the Chinese nationals, they undermine the overall interests of the Chinese nationals and also the image of China. So we fully support your law enforcement action in this regard.
On the issue of visa, Madame Sun Bahung said the embassy does not deal with agents. She encouraged those desiring to go to China to apply directly through its website.
We never accept agents. That is our practice. And the agents here tend to be a bit irresponsible and they present a lot of fake materials to the embassy that really bother us. So actually, upon my arrival, I think it's in a week's time, I went to our visa officer and I talked to the visa applicants that day and telling them we do not accept agents. Just use the website to find all the materials we require for each type of visa and come to the window of visa office directly. And if there are any malpractices, just inform the embassy.
Second Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Alban Bagbing, praised China for how far it has come as a superpower. Mr. Bagbing said he is delighted at the feat because he is particularly against a unipolar world. He called for the establishment of a Chinatown in Ghana.
I must say I'm sad to learn that you are leaving Ghana because of personal relations and also the good works that you have done in the country. You've taken the relationship between Ghana and China to very high heights, and I want to commend you highly for that. It's not only at the national level, also at the local level.
You heard Second Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Alban Bagbing.